what it takes to start a business abroad? David English wrote the book. David moved to Mendoza in 2003 with a love of the Argentine culture and some deep insights into what it takes for a foreign entrepreneur to make it overseas. His new book tells the stories of 10 successful entrepreneurs making their dreams come true in Mendoza's beautiful wine country right now. And the lessons he takes from their stories will inspire anyone thinking of starting a business abroad. David shares his story with us on this episode of Finding Your Overseas Paradise. David English, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. Where am I talking to you this morning?
It's my pleasure. I'm calling you from Mendoza, Argentina.
Mendoza, Argentina. And I know that that has a lot to do with the book that you have just written, 10 Success Stories from Argentina. And Mendoza, as a lot of our listeners know, is wine country, and thereby hangs a tale. It has a lot to do with your new book. But before we get into that, I'd like to find out a little bit about you, David. You're born and raised in the U.S., is that right? What got you to Argentina?
That's right.
What got you to Argentina in the first place? What was the process?
I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, and one day I went to the downtown Nashville Rotary meeting, and there on the table was a paper, a little piece of paper about a program to send non-Rotarians to Argentina for 6 weeks, four of us, to learn about Argentina and visit Rotarians, visit their businesses, and I applied for that program and was accepted, and that was 1998.
Uh-huh.
So I got to travel, all expenses paid, for 6 weeks in Patagonia, and I got to fall in love with Argentina. I thought it was a fantastic place and a land of opportunity, without a doubt.
Nice work if you can get it. I know
okay.
that a lot of your work has been based in Mendoza specifically. What is it about Mendoza and Argentina? Just kind of describe to me the landscape where you are, the kind of town that Mendoza is.
Right. Well, I'll give you an idea in terms of business and then in geography as well. Mendoza is in a desert. It's a city that's located in similar terrain to Denver, Colorado. So it's up against a range of very high mountains called the Andes. And this is the winemaking region of Argentina, the main winemaking region. So a climate that's ideal for certain varieties of grapes. It's also a very diversified economy here in Mendoza, where we have petroleum, agriculture, tourism, and quite a number of other related industries. So it's diverse, and it's a wonderful place to live because of that, because of the climate, which is similar in some ways to Denver, not as cold, perhaps a little more like Tucson or Phoenix, although not quite as hot in the summer. And the business environment, which is diverse and offers lots of opportunities for people who come from other parts of the world who have different ways of doing things and new ideas and who are entrepreneurial, which is why I wrote my book.
Let's talk about that for a little bit. You moved to Argentina permanently in 2003, is that right?
That's correct.
And you seem to have found a hotbed of entrepreneurialism there in Mendoza and Argentina that has something really special behind it. And, of course, it inspired you to write your book, 10 Success Stories from Argentina.
Right.
Is there something about Mendoza and Argentina in particular that makes entrepreneurialism so popular there? There seems to be a lot going on in Mendoza. And you, of course, specialize in helping people build their entrepreneurial dreams there. What is it about the area
right.
that makes that possible?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. One is that the Argentines themselves are very entrepreneurial, and that's often driven by economic necessity. People here often convert their garages into little convenience stores.
Yeah.
Instead of parking their car inside their garage in their house, they park it on the street and they put a little convenience store in their garage or some other type of business. And as I say, that's often driven by economic necessity. For the last 8 or 10 years, Argentina has been a wonderful place for those of us to come and start businesses who have dollars or euros because Argentina went through a major economic crisis in 2001,
right.
And the values here of land and goods and services just dropped tremendously at the end of 2001, beginning of 2002. So those of us who came here in 2002, 2003, 2004 were really able to take advantage of that. Our money went a lot further, so that made it much easier for us to start our businesses and get going. And so that combination of the economic environment and the entrepreneurial spirit and the lack of certain types of goods and services that we find in Europe or the United States that we're not here in Argentina and some that still aren't also is a great entrepreneurial opportunity for those of us who have the right skills and the right knowledge to carry forward those types of businesses.
So the conditions on the ground had a lot to do with the opportunities that the people that you write about have found there. And the 10 stories that you outline in your book are tremendously inspiring stories. And you can actually download a sample of that book at expats-book.com. Is that right, David?
Expat-books.com.
Got it. In your experience working with these guys, what is the most common trait that entrepreneurs have that make them successful in Mendoza, where you are, and just moving abroad in general? Is there something that they have in common? You must have found some common thread among
these guys. Yeah, I did. And after completing the 10 interviews with entrepreneurs from all around the world who have started businesses here in Mendoza, identified about 20 different elements that they all share.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the principal ones is language ability, because that's an indicator of so many other things. If you move to a foreign country and you invest the time and the effort and the energy in learning the language of the people, then that's a demonstrator that you're truly committed to the experience, that
right.
you're adaptable and flexible, that you truly love the culture that you've moved to and the people, and that you're willing to overcome an obstacle and really invest in your experience. So that's absolutely key, being able to speak the local language fluently.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're going to be an entrepreneur, because it's an indicator of so many other factors like adaptability, but also because it's absolutely essential in most places around the world to be able to truly interact with the locals. Everybody from your local bricklayer is going to help build your building for
right.
whatever your enterprise is, to your attorney, to a real estate agent.
Now, you mentioned also in the excerpt in the book that I read that foreigners actually have an edge in doing business abroad. I'm interested in exploring that a little bit. What do foreigners bring to the entrepreneurial experience that might give them an edge over locals?
Well, I think just a different perspective. We have a way of doing things and a way of seeing things that the locals don't. So that enables us to come up with business ideas or implement certain types of businesses that the locals wouldn't or couldn't. There's a variety of examples of that and different types of, for example, there were no private vineyard communities here before an American named Michael Evans came and decided to start the first private vineyard community. A private vineyard community is where there's, say, 200 acres of vineyard, and an individual investor from the States or from Europe can come and buy a three-acre section and build a house on it.
Right.
And so they develop a community of very small vineyard owners. No one had done that before Michael Evans came here, and obviously he had experience with similar types of developments back in the States. So that's just one example of a foreigner coming with a different mindset, different experiences, and applying that here in this local market where the people think differently and having tremendous success. Michael's The Vines of Mendoza is the name of his project,
mm-hmm.
and it's the most successful here by far. And there have been lots of copycats since. But that was he was the first mover and has done very well.
Right.
That's just one example.
As you say, bringing that first big idea to a place and having the courage and the gumption to implement it gives you a leg up no matter where you are. And now, as we know in Mendoza,
certainly.
There are a lot of those vineyard communities around, and
yes.
somebody had to be first. It's a fascinating
That's
story.
Right.
Now, I know that this is not for everybody. A lot of our listeners have thought about moving abroad, have thought about doing business abroad. Many of them will never do it, and that's as far as we're concerned, fine, because not everybody is cut out for it.
I completely agree.
Who isn't right for doing this kind of entrepreneurial abroad plan in their lives? Is there something that when you talk to somebody, do you just say, you know, you guys should stay home?
Certainly sometimes. I sometimes receive people in my office who are, for example, retired and disillusioned, angry about politics mm-hmm. back home in the United States. And I think that is a poor reason to want to make a move overseas, the current economic or political climate in the United States. I think your motivators have to be a love for the culture that you're moving to, mm-hmm. a genuine interest in learning the language of the people where you'll be moving, a genuine entrepreneurial drive to start a business. Those are all key. So if I meet someone who says they're interested in moving to Mendoza and starting a business, but they tell me they have no ability to speak a foreign language, that they've always done poorly whenever they've been challenged with learning a foreign language, whether it was in high school or college or some other experience, if they've never done an exchange program before, if they've never lived overseas before, if they've never traveled extensively before, then I generally discourage those people. Of course, there are always exceptions to the rule.
Sure.
But generally, people who don't have an affinity for foreign languages, people who haven't traveled much before, and people who are motivated to leave their country simply because they're fed up, quote unquote, with the political environment or the economic right. environment, I think are not ideal. It's an ideal type of expat entrepreneur. It's someone who's highly motivated because they want opportunities to grow, to learn about living in a new culture, to learn a new language, to start a business, and to be creative. And that's really what drives them much more than any sense of frustration or anger about their current situation.
Right. And you get that sense when you read about the entrepreneurs that you wrote about, intense success stories from Argentina. They are not simply dissatisfied with life back home and want to start a new life. They have big ideas and would really like to start something somewhere. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in a particular country, but location has a lot to do with whether or not you're successful. In your experience, what kind of people pick Mendoza and Argentina, and what kind of person would probably prosper in another place? Does location have a lot to do with it?
Yeah, great question. I think location does in the sense of the economic, political, cultural environment that you're going to be working in.
Mm-hmm.
Argentina is a country that's known for its instability, for its fantastic booms and busts, and also for its red tape, its difficult bureaucracy. So an individual who moves here from Northern Europe or from Canada or the United States is going to face culture shock when it comes to living and working here. So someone has to be prepared for that environment and willing to put up with the cons as well as the pros of living in Argentina.
Yeah.
Some people can't, and that's fine. It's not for everybody. And if the negative aspects irritate you too much, this isn't the right country for you. I think whatever country a person chooses to move to, they have to take a careful look at the culture there, at the political environment, what the rules of the game are, so to speak, and what it will take to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And often being successful means doing things differently than they're done back home. And if you're not willing and able to make those changes and do things differently, you shouldn't move to whatever that target country is.
Right. And you point that out brilliantly as you cover your 10 success stories from Argentina, the ability of these people to think outside the box, to tackle unfamiliar regulations, situations. It's fascinating reading. But I know, David, that you're not just sitting down there writing books. Tell me about what else you have going on there in Mendoza and Argentina. How do you keep yourself busy?
Okay. Well, one thing that I do is I help foreign investors carry forward whatever their project might be here on the ground. Typically, it's in agriculture, wineries, or vineyards, really acting as a nexus between the foreign investors and the locals in terms of facilitating communication
mm-hmm.
and business activities to ensure that the foreign investor does not encounter too many problems or does not fall into the typical traps or pitfalls that exist here in Argentina due to a lack of knowledge about the language or the culture or business practices. So I do that on one hand. And then I have another business, which I've been growing steadily over the last 4 years, which is bringing down students from universities in the United States to short-term study abroad programs here. We have a fantastic, diverse economy, so there's many opportunities for students who are studying engineering or agriculture or business to come to Mendoza for several weeks and have a real hands-on experience living and working in a foreign country.
Now, I'm reading your bio a little bit. I know you got your creative writing degree in the United States, but you actually got your business degree there in Argentina. Is that right?
That's correct. I have an English creative writing degree from the University of Tennessee, and I have an MBA from Austral University in Buenos Aires.
Oh, you got to spend time in that beautiful, beautiful city of Buenos Aires.
It is. It's a fantastic place, Buenos Aires. And I think that's another good example of thinking about location, because Buenos Aires is something very different than Mendoza. For some people, I think Buenos Aires is an ideal place to start a business. And many foreigners, many expats have started businesses very successfully in Buenos Aires. And then Mendoza is a different type of environment, a different culture. So even within the same country, it's important to keep in mind that you have different characteristics depending on location.
Right. Now, this will be hard for you to do, I know, but I have to ask everybody this who's actually successfully doing a business or living abroad. If you had one big piece of advice to offer anybody who's considering doing this, what would it be? Can you boil down one big point that people should keep in mind before they even consider taking the step moving abroad?
Yeah, I would go back again to learning the language. Think about where you're interested in going and start taking some language lessons, and see if the language truly interests you, if you have an ability for learning it. If you're driven enough by your desire to move to that country, your love for that culture, to do what it takes to learn the language.
Mm-hmm.
I would always go back to that, because that to me is just pivotal, you know, the ability to speak the language, perhaps not entirely fluently, but at least on an intermediate level. If you find it frustrating, challenging, and unrewarding to learn the language of the country that you're going to be moving to, then that's a sign that you probably shouldn't do so.
Right.
But
yeah.
On the other hand, if you're passionate about it, if you really enjoy those language lessons, even if you don't have an innate ability, but you're enjoying the process, then I think that's a very good sign. So I think language preparation is absolutely essential. And then secondly, traveling to the foreign country and getting to know the people, making a scouting trip, so to speak.
Right.
That's also very important. I did that myself. I lived here in Mendoza for 6 months in 1999 just to get to know the language and the culture and the business environment. And I didn't actually move here until 2003. On a full-time basis, permanent basis. So kind of an exploratory trip or exploratory 6 months is also, I think, a great thing to do.
We try to convince people to do that no matter what the country they're visiting or what their plan is. Just to get boots on the ground, you get a gut feeling pretty quick whether or not a place is right for you. And that exploratory trip can be hugely important.
Yeah.
David, I see that you are not only covering Argentina, but you have books coming up on Brazil and China as well. That's exciting.
Yep.
What's the process for that? Are you actually interviewing those entrepreneurs now?
Yeah, I've begun interviewing entrepreneurs in Brazil. I'm not working yet really on the book on China, but Brazil, as you know, is a huge market now on the global scene. One of the biggies in terms of the emerging markets, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. They always talk about BRICS these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a tremendous amount of opportunity in that country as well. It's a different culture, different environment to Argentina. But a lot of people have an interest in Brazil, so that's the next book that I'll be publishing.
That's terrific. David English, thank you so much. David, if people want to find you on the internet, what's the best way? What's your preferred contact on the internet?
That's a good question. Well, if you Google David English Mendoza, then there'll be a whole bunch of sites and whatnot that will come up. But you can also visit my website for my company, which is English-Associates.com, or, as we mentioned earlier, the site for my book, which is expat-books.com.
And English is spelled just like the language, E-N-G-L-I-S-H.
Just like the language. That's terrific. Correct. If you put David English Mendoza in Google, then you'll see more links than you could ever want.
David, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you in the future. And
it's my pleasure, Dan.
Best of luck with whatever you have coming up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Sign up for International Living's free daily postcards at internationalliving.com/radio and get a free report on the world's top retirement havens. These free daily postcards will give you more information on living the good life for less overseas. Thanks for listening to International Living Radio. You can hear more episodes of Finding Your Overseas Paradise at internationalliving.com/radio.